We are in Hilchos Kriya Shma. We are beginning the halachis of Erver with regard to Kriya Shma. The truth of the matter is that this particular siman is dealing with a halacha that is not literally the halachis of Lo'ir B'chayr V'Zdavar. But the basic rule that we'll already see here is that Chazal Asard, any time that a person is in a matziv, where he is olul, where it would make sense that he would come lidei hirhur, to have thoughts that are aser, in such a case, he should not be saying shema or learning. We're going to find that there are separate isurim, the lav of la'ir b'cherev as dover, where we learn out that midaraisa, one cannot say shema in a matzav where there is erva present. However, there are some things that Chazal asert, Simin Ayin Gimel in Orachayim is just that, and we'll be doing that Simin now. Shnaim Shoy Yeshenim Betalis Achas. Two people that were sleeping under one talis. Uvaser Shneim Nogim Zebazeh, which means that they were not dressed and they were just covered, say, by one sheet. The halach is Lo Yikra Krishma, Elin Kein Hoysa Talis Mafsekes Beinehem, Mimasneim Ulamato. The halachi is that the entire lower part of the body, the mishtabur is mistopic if it goes all the way to the legs and feet, but it seems that we are machmir, that the entire bottom half of the body, if any part there is touching, the halachi is that because there's a chashash of hirhur, they are not allowed to say shema. So this halacha applies. We're going to see this applies when we're dealing with adults. We'll see what the shir is with regard to children. So the halacha here is that if there's touching, then they're not allowed to say shema because of hirur. Now the Mishnah Brura also brings down that if they are not touching, but they're facing each other. If they're both undressed, the halachi is, even though they're covered, the halachi is that it is usur to say shema as well. So the only way that it would be mutter is if they're not touching and not facing each other. The first halacha was where they were touching, which means even if they're not facing each other, and the way to get around it is by putting a talis hamafsekes to make sure that they're not touching on the lower part of their body. The Bir Halacha says that this is only a halacha in dibur. It is only usur for them to say Shema. Hirhur b'divrei Torah under such circumstances is mutter. Further, what happens if someone did say Shema in such a matziv? Is he yotze b'dieved? So there's a machlokas between the pre-chadash and the pre-magadim, whether or not you are even yotze Shema b'dieved. Siv beis, im hayayashnim ishto, korei b'chazores ponim l'tzar acher, the first daya in Sif Beis is of the opinion that because a man is used to his wife, there is no isser of negia, there's no isser in the fact that their skin is actually touching as long as they are not facing each other. If they're facing each other, there will be here, but if they're not facing each other, even though they're touching, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. The yesh misha oser, there's an opinion that we don't say ishto kagufa with regard to this. The nochon lochush ledvarav, la halacha, the machabra says that one should be choshish for this. So the halacha therefore is, even husband and wife, if they're not clothed, so they're not to face each other, even if they're not touching, and if they are touching, then even if they're not facing each other, and if they, in any of these cases, if they are, it would be usur for them to say Shema. Gimel, im hayayashin im bonov ba'odim ktanim, if one is sleeping in bed together with his own young children, mutil likros b'chazores ponim below hafsakas talis. The halach is, if they are ketanim, and they are his own children, so as long as he is not facing them, even though the skin is touching, the halachi is that it is permissible. Vimhem gdolim tzarech lavsakas talis. Whereas one's older children, despite the fact that they're his own, there is still an isser of saying shema because of hearer. Now, the halachi is that less than a 9-year-old for a boy and less than a 3-year-old for a girl does not have a shame erva bechlal, and some hold that there's no iser whatsoever, even if they are not one's own children. As far as the iser of saying Shema, siv daleh. But now let's see what the ages are for this halacha. At kameim chashuvim ktanim. At what age are they considered ktanim? Where for his own children, it's going to be mutter. Hatinog ad shi'alo yud beishanim, a male until he's 12. Vatinokis ad shi'alo yud aleph shanim, and a girl until she is 11. So that a boy till 12 and a girl until 11. Vafilu heviu beisaros mutter. Even if they show signs of physical maturity, that is mutter. Whereas uvishnas yud gimel latinok yud beis latinokis, a 12-year-old boy, that means in the 13th year, as well as an 11-year-old girl that's in her 12th year, im heviu beisaris, if they have two hairs, meaning that they've already shown signs of physical maturity, osur below hefsik, the halacha there is that without a hefsik, even though they are one's own children, and they're not facing their children, but since they're touching, the halacha is they couldn't say Shema, again, touching means from the waist down, v'im lo heviu beisaris mutter, and if they're not yet physically mature, then it's mutter. Umishnas yud gimel ve'elach latinok v'yud beis latinok es afil lo v'yud beis saris asir. So based on that, it would be like this. If we're talking about a child who is not one's own child, then it would be a boy less than 9 and a girl less than 3. There, even though they're touching their skin from the waist down, one can say Shema. In the case of one who in a child that is not one's own child, but they're older than 3 for a girl and 9 for a boy, there they couldn't say Shema, even though they're younger than 12 and 13. With regard to one's own children, so there the halacha is that if the boy is younger than 12, the girl is younger than 11, under all circumstances, even though they're touching, as long as they're not facing each other, they can say Shema. Whereas in that 12th year for the girl, the 13th year for the boy, if they show signs of physical maturity, then the halacha is that they couldn't say Shema after touching. After bar and bas mitzvah, even if they are not yet physically mature, the halacha is that there is an isser of saying Shema when touching from the waist down any part of their body.